I had a chat with some people about a campaign to keep public transport free because, for 2 months now it's been free. It's to deal with the cost of living crisis that's been caused by a whole lot of things, but it's been tagged to the closing the American-Israeli war on Iran and the closing of the Straits of Hormuz.
Well, it's like all this business about like how inflation rises, but no one can seem to link it to the drive to war or the investment into war profiteering companies.
Well, that's right. Isn't that interesting? Matt and Maeve came in and had a chat with me about how they reckon that we need to get to the hustings and make free public transport a forever deal. Thanks for coming in today, Mayor and Matthew. You're leading a free public transport campaign. So first, let's start off with you, Matthew. Can you tell me what inspired you?
Look, I heard about the free public transport. I thought, no, that's pretty interesting. I'm a bike rider and a car driver, an occasional public transport user, but I find my wife, she's really good. She has her Mikey tickets, always got credit on it. For me, it's just all too hard. I lose them. I end up in a situation where I've got a fare evade and hop on. I don't feel comfortable doing that, and so there's a lot of friction. I don't use it, and then since the free announcement came along, I managed to use it a few times. It's been very convenient. I felt great. It was easy just to hop on. I really feel the difference, and I noticed so many happy people on the trains and trams, and I noticed they're really full. And I thought this is great value for money. Even riding my bike, I'm alongside the tram, and I'm seeing them full, and I'm thinking, yeah, as a taxpayer paying most of it already out of my taxes, so 87% of it we pay out of our taxes. I'm getting way better value for money, twice the service. I mean, I'm getting twice the number of commuters means I'm getting way better value for money, and I see that just that pathetic 13% from collecting tickets is actually hindering people. It's obstructing them. It's stopping them from using public transport, and that's just ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, okay. And how did you get on board, Maya?
Because I'm a public transport user a lot of the time. I use the bus to get to uni, and I also use the tram to get to high school as well. I think the fare system really just needs to go.
It's very expensive, actually. I
It
mean,
is.
it's interesting to have it noted that it's only 13% of the cost of the running of the system. But for people like you and me, Maya, it's actually a very large burden.
It is, yeah. Even with the student discounts that you can get from like the PTV, just the concession card as well, it's still not enough for students. Well, the ones that I've talked to anyway, they've had to work jobs, and even then they still aren't able to afford, yeah, the public transport fares.
The other thing that's of interest to me about this kind of thing is that as soon as they decided to get rid of conductors and decided to have inspectors, effectively, every person, every citizen was potentially branded as a criminal.
You're sort of moving from help to hinder,
That's right.
it's just absurd, and I can't believe that it's like a toll, it's like a tax to get on and use it, and then you're constantly having to witness them picking on the young people or poor people or people of less advantage. It actually makes the whole thing feel uncomfortable and not great. It actually is an extra friction beyond just tapping on and tapping off, the friction of the feeling of it. Whereas right now, it feels amazing to be part of a trip with everybody, knowing, we're sharing this public infrastructure together. We're all getting good value. We're all happy. Like right now, this is a great feeling. And I've spoken to many people who've felt the same thing as me. I've only taken maybe a dozen trips. But
So you're saying that it adds to social cohesion, shall I dare to use the term?
And I think people will protect and promote the infrastructure once this happens. So at the moment, but I think everyone will be like, no, this is ours. You look after it as well,
Actually, I
and
think the
strengthen
most,
numbers, you know.
on that theme, I think the most profound feeling of difference is going on the trains. going through those barriers at the Flinders Street with all the people that are there being available to help you to locate which platform you should be on, that sort of stuff. It's actually a much better feeling in the main transport system.
Yeah, and that's the point. They are barriers. And we don't – well, I like to say they're friction, and there's more than a fraction too much friction here. So in the transport system, the last thing we want is friction. Get rid of the friction. No transport system needs friction, and this is the biggest friction in this transport system.
Well, we've had 2 months of no fares because it's supposed to be trying to alleviate the cost of living crisis.
Fuel prices, and obviously Australia is totally an importer of liquid fuels for transport.
That's exactly right.
But taking it off now is crazy. So now we need forever free PT.
Yeah.
And so this is the Forever campaign. So freept.org.au, our campaign is the Forever campaign. Let's make it free forever. Let's get rid of the ticketing infrastructure. There's a great opportunity now not to pay any or just limited compensation to the ticket operator, because you all recall that they changed the company doing the ticketing because they couldn't for the life of them get an iPhone tap on capability. Well, lo and behold, the new company's come on board with their commitment. They could do it in 3 months, and the iPhone tap on still doesn't work. So I'd say that's a real big breach of contract. And so instead of taking $1.7 billion of our money over the next 10 years, I think they're already a year or two into that, end that rubbish, get rid of it. It's waste. We don't want waste. We want efficiency. Get rid of that that $1.7 billion, which is obviously contributing, the whole system that's contributing to people not using the system. And we'll have a way better system for everybody.
So, Maya, you're in charge of the social media campaign. What kind of tactics have been employed to raise awareness of this free transport campaign?
Well, we're trying to get involved with the algorithms, and, you know, as a young person using social media, I know that hashtags have a lot of influence in getting to people's feeds and, you know, especially getting to those who matter. So at the moment, I've just been like looking around for other, I guess, groups or other people who are also pro free public transport, and just seeing what they're saying and then applying that to our campaign.
Yeah. Okay. And we just got going in the last few weeks. We did look, I mean, I personally looked around to try and find someone else who's running the same kind of campaign, and I was hoping just to boost them. But we really couldn't find anybody, which was a bit sad, because there's so much support out there, but there doesn't seem to be anyone formed together to really create a front to fight this. So we put that together. Maya's been working on it, so we will be doing a lot of social media shortly. So that's what Maya's working on. This interview is like really at ground zero. We only just started in the last couple of weeks. We've just got thousands of stickers that we're ready to distribute. People can buy those, or if you're super committed and say you'll put them in good, safe, legal spots that you have permission to stick them in, because of course that's what we would support, then we'd be happy to give them to you if you're willing to show that you're going to get them out there. We want everyone everywhere to see the idea, the campaign, Free PT. We hope the campaign will be over soon, because we hope it'll be won. So it's not, may not be a need to be a long-term campaign, and that's my hope. We've got great timing right now. We've had 2 months of it. It's been an absolute success. There's nobody against it, and we're ready to go. I just also wanted to point out that it benefits really just about everybody except for the ticketing company. If you're a car driver, and I'm a car driver as well, as a businessman, I have to visit customers all over the place, so I'm often on the roads. I'm paying the 87% towards running this transport infrastructure. I find it pretty annoying that stupid ticket system is impeding people from getting out of their car, who are delaying me, getting out of their car and onto the trains and trams. We can free up the roads. It's the cheapest way to free up the roads. And then, therefore, people who can't use trains, trams or buses are getting a benefit when they drive. People who are choosing to drive, for whatever reason, they may still be able to use public transport, they're also getting benefit So everybody's benefiting. And even if you're a car driver who perhaps has never used public transport before, now that friction's been removed, it's very easy just to jump on a train, jump on a tram. If you did that 5 times in a year, that would actually, at today's ticketing costs, you'd be ahead versus actually paying 5 times. And you don't have to work out how to pay. You don't have to work out how to get a Mikey or to load something on your phone that doesn't work out or do whatever. You just go and use it 5 times and bang. And there's very little friction. You see a train, go, yeah, I'll hop on that train. You don't have to think any more than that. Yeah, you just have to know it's going to, you know, head towards the city or wherever it's going. So it's a really good opportunity to get your money back. If you're an existing user, you're going to save money. So existing users are going to save money. People who aren't using it can make up the difference by taking 5 trips.
Oh, well, and also people who are disproportionately burdened by the cost of public transport by living out of, in zone 3 or whatever, those people who have to commute will be streets ahead.
Absolutely. Yep. And even, yeah, so people who don't have transport routes servicing them very well, most of those people would be driving their vehicles across other routes that are serviced. So that's where they're going to get the benefit. So, you know, you could imagine there'll be a reactionary, grumpy old car driver saying, why am I paying for this? Well, reality check, you're already paying for 87%. Pay for another 13% and you're going to have less cars in your way. So why would you be happy about that?
So, Matthew, how do people get in contact with your group?
I think the best way is through the website freept.org.au, freept.org.au, and there's an opportunity to sign up or email us there, and there'll be a contact number for myself available. And looking for people who maybe want to contribute doing organic campaigning, or they just want to sticker, or that they want to set up local chapters, or you know, we're open to any sort of contributions, meaningful contributions people want to make in the way they want to make them, and of course donations. We'd mostly just buy materials with donations. We're a very, very
egalitarian crew.
Egalitarian too. Running on a shoestring. It's just a simple setup. And like I said, hopefully it's short, it's sharp, it's punchy, and we can win it quickly. And if you want to do some of your own stuff in parallel, obviously there's always politicians to annoy, contact, make yourself heard, all those kind of things.
It's a pretty easy sell, isn't it? Free public transport.
Yeah, it's a great sell. Look, I've found so many people supporting the idea, and where there was a bit of a pushback, there was a concern about the economics and, you know, who's going to pay for it. But you know, it's a piddly pathetic 13%. And there's all this, you know, barriers and poor people getting harassed by ticket inspectors. There's 400 ticket inspectors going around making people fearful. It's just not societally beneficial. It's not great.
You're going to say that there's something on tonight?
PTUA are having a meeting, and the Transport Minister is going to be there. So we're going to head down there, Mayor and I are. We're going to distribute the stickers, make everyone aware of the campaign, and hopefully put some pressure on the Transport Minister. So if you can find where the Transport Minister or the Premier is, then they're good places to be to sort of let them know that Victorians want this. Victorians don't want to be paying a foreign ticket company for a whole lot of wasteful infrastructure that just obstructs our access to the stations. Let's make this a public transport system that benefits all. And the best way to do that, for the best bang for our buck, is to remove the gates, remove the tap on, tap off, and have freedom for movement across Victoria's trams, trains and buses.